WCCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The faithful are paying final respects to Pope Francis after his coffin was transferred to St. Peter's Basilica this morning. Sylvia Cantu Stewart traveled from Texas for the canonization of a new saint.
So our plans have changed, and we feel that it's a God incident that we're here, but sad, but blessed to be here.
President Trump is trying to calm fears after the IMF warned his new tariffs will slow down the U.S. and global economies. About tariffs on China, he says,
145% is very high, and it won't be that high. Not going to be that high.
Some evacuation orders lifted now after a massive wildfire forced 3,000 people from their homes in Ocean County, New Jersey. Danny Johnson lives in Toms River.
What's surprising is that it's been raining a lot for the last month. So where this came from, I think it took a lot of people by surprise, honestly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin Supreme Court has affirmed that Governor Tony Evers has the power to veto individual words, numbers, and punctuation in proposed bills. Republican lawmakers challenged that power after Evers used his partial veto to lock in a school funding increase for the next 400 years in 2023. They have also proposed a constructional amendment seeking to limit that power. The partial veto increased how much revenue K-12 schools can raise per student by $325 every year until 2024-25. And Green Bay isn't alone when it comes to the excitement of the draft tomorrow. Appleton is getting in on the action, too. Lisa Hale has more.
If the thing keeping you from going to the NFL draft near Lambeau Field this week is the drive, the traffic, and the thought of trying to park, the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau has the solution, said Pam Seidel, executive director of the CVB.
Everybody knows where Fox River Mall is. They've given us the whole section of their parking lot. We've got 6 coach buses, real easy trip up, you know, on both Thursday and Friday. And
the shuttle service will cost $60 round trip. To reserve your shuttle seat from the Fox River Mall to the draft and back, visit foxcities.org.
And visitors have already arrived in Northeast Wisconsin in preparation for all of the festivities. Lombardi Avenue, from Military to Homegrown Way, is now completely closed in both directions. Only pedestrian traffic is allowed along the NFL draft fence. Information on road closures, parking, traffic patterns, shuttle services, and more is all available on the NFL One Pass app. And the weather in the Fox Valley is looking a little wet. Pack the poncho. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Another slow start for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. The Bucks fell behind early and tried playing catch-up again. They lost to the Pacers 123-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We've gotten up to 2 poor starts, and we got to make an adjustment there for sure.
Bucks center Brook Lopez.
They've been the aggressor. We haven't. You know, we keep spotting them 10-point leads at least. The beginning of the third, and that's pretty much the game. It's tough when we start the game like that, when we start the half like that, and obviously we got to change that.
Indy now leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night in Milwaukee. Baseball, the Brewers with a decisive 11-3 win over the Giants. The crew with an 8-run rally in the 6th. Most of the batters facing a 2-strike, 2-out count.
I mean, that's baseball. You have to be a 2-out, 2-strike hitter. You have to do things. The inning's not over with 2 outs, nobody on. The inning's not over with, you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
It's the first official Drive Time Maggie Dawn Show. We kick off the program with Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And stick around, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning, 7:06. Welcome to our new 3-hour program. New name, catchy new ditties and graphics and more guests, and we really appreciate you being here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. If you're tuning in for the first time, founding editor of Up North News. You can find our work over at upnorthnewswi.com. Coming up this hour, we're going to be hearing from Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich about some transparency issues with property tax bills and the NFL draft. And we're going to talk about these topics as part of our homeroom segment as well with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and with Denise Gomer-Hutchinson from the Wisconsin Public Education Network. So we've got a lot of ground that we're going to travel today during this hour, a very busy hour. We're going to start, as we always do, at the 7 o'clock hour with meteorologist Brittany Merlot and Melissa Kay hanging around from WFHR and WIRI as well. Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm ready for a warmer day. How are you?
We are too. It was we'll walk the neighbor's dog late each day, and it was, you know, the warmest, best day so far to take the little puppy for a jaunt. That puppy needs it. That puppy's got a lot of energy. So having a pleasant day makes all the difference. What can you tell us about today's forecast?
Oh, it sure does. Well, we're starting off crisp and cool up north. Temperatures are hanging out in the mid to low 30s, right around that freezing mark into Superior. We've got more clouds north and spots of sun down south with temperatures this morning already in the mid 50s. But we've got some scattered showers pushing in far southwest, and those are going to work their way across the state line in towards Madison and Milwaukee as we go through late morning. And we're also looking at a little dry break this afternoon. So it's not going to be a washout day today, but we do have more showers and storms that want to spark up later tonight as this warm front lifts through the state and it moves its way into northern areas by early tomorrow morning. So what we're looking at for highs today, mid-60s to upper 60s far north. We're also looking at some 70s that are potentially going to be tapped down south. And we're going to hang on to the heat tomorrow, too. South, you're still going to hit 70 degrees tomorrow. Mid-50s for the north tomorrow with more rain on the way. Of course, that rain is expected to ramp up tomorrow night, overnight, and into our Friday morning before this kicks on out of here. So if you are headed to the draft in Green Bay, you're going to want a poncho for early Friday morning and then potentially late on Thursday. Otherwise, you're looking dry and comfortable, actually.
Okay. So it'll get some rainy attention at the beginning, but if folks hang on through it all, it's going to be a good party through and through. Melissa, do you pay any attention to the draft? Will you do so now that it's
I'm
in Green Bay?
I'm excited to plant some grass seed and watch my grass grow.
Melissa Kay would rather watch grass grow than the NFL draft. Fine, we'll put you in that column. That's all right. We understand. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in our next hour.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye,
yep. Melissa, again, is directing a play, thanks to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Noises Off is coming up next week. So we wanted to make sure people knew again to head over to wrctheater.org. Theater with an R-E, not an E-R. Is this the first time you've directed something there?
It is at WRCT, yes. I have directed previously in Tolma at ACT and for Maryland School of Dance.
Have they always been comedies? Because you're kind of this light, funny, pleasant, bubbly person. Or does it turn out you actually love to do dramas?
I love to act in dramas. Mm-hmm. And I would love to direct a drama someday. Yes, absolutely. I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I directed a play once. Mm.
Did you?
Did you?
I directed a play about H.H. My friend Eric and I directed a play about H.H. Holmes for a Halloween show.
Oh,
yeah, it was
cool.
Very, very long.
Okay, I got to make a note to look up H.H. Holmes.
Oh, don't.
Okay.
It's not a great subject.
Okay. Oh. Melissa, what are folks hearing on radio in the Wisconsin Rapids area on Civic Media these days?
We are moving our morning show to start after your morning show, Pat, so we don't want to conflict with you anymore.
Aww.
So on WFHR, we will start our morning show at 9. Mm-hmm. And we'll run from 9 to 11 instead of 8 to 10. And then our midday magazine show that runs in the afternoons is actually getting rebranded to The Rapids Report. And it will be exclusively available on podcast.
Oh.
Because that's where people are listening. So
The Rapids Report. I like it.
Yeah, that's where you'll hear from all of our local representatives, nonprofits, teachers, the school district.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of great guests on that show.
That's awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the update on that, because again, we don't normally get time in the history segment to get everything that's happening there. And so folks need to know again. Yes.
One more thing. We're going to expand the morning show on WIRI, our country station, to go from 7 to 9. So it gets extended by an hour.
All right. So many options. By the way, I mean, you guys read the internal memos. Civic Media not only has this wonderful, talk and news network, but the number of music stations it's acquired continues to grow and grow. I mean, we're just becoming quite the little powerhouse out now, aren't we?
Our own little ecosystem.
Yes, here in Wisconsin Radio. So proud to be a part of it. Melissa, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for sticking around a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Green Bay. On a couple of different fronts, one related, of course, to the NFL draft, which is coming up, tomorrow night is when things get going here. But the other is related to something we've talked about frequently on Wednesday mornings in our homeroom segment, and that is the growing expense of the voucher school program that others refer to as school choice that siphons money off of what should go to public schools and diverts it to private, normally religious schools, many of which those students' families have been able to afford previously but are now getting taxpayer funds for it. One of the things that I have watched legislators fight for over the years, obviously on the Democratic side of things, is transparency. Because right now, in many places, you look at your property tax bill, and we'll pick on Chippewa Falls here where I'm sitting, and you'll see, Chippewa Falls School District is costing this much money on your property tax bill. And people want to shake their fist and go, these public school districts. What they don't know, because it's not clear on the property tax bill, is how much money is actually siphoned off of that and goes to the voucher school program. And the folks in Green Bay got a little bit tired of that, and they have fought for some greater transparency on those bills. So I talked to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrick yesterday about that. We'll talk again in just a bit with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and with Denise Comer-Hutchinson from the Wisconsin Public Education Network. But while I was talking to Mayor Genrick about the draft, I also asked him about this issue of property tax transparency on the bills. But of course, I had to start by asking if the excitement was continuing to build for the NFL draft at Lambeau Field.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time. At this point, so it's exciting to be in draft week, and we're really ready to go. I mean, people in town are super excited about welcoming hundreds of thousands of people into Green Bay. We've got some great activities planned to kind of complement what's going on at the draft event itself, and so we're psyched to get into it.
I just think that anybody that's come here from a visiting team always comments on the hospitality of the fans and the friendliness. And that's with a game going on. So if there's no game going on, I mean, you can only imagine how welcome out-of-state visitors are going to feel when they get here.
Yeah, it really, to your point, it really plays to our strengths. I mean, one thing that our folks really take seriously is their role as ambassadors. Even as you said, when you've got a rival team coming into Lambeau, we really pride ourselves on being hospitable in spite of the rivalry that's going to play out on the field. So you take the game out of the equation. You're just, welcoming in people who love football, who love their teams, and everybody can win draft day, right? That's that's kind of the fun part about it. And so, I think people are going to have a great experience.
Yeah, truly it is just like, waving somebody into your tailgate and saying, here, I got a brat for you over here.
Right.
Let me ask you about a recent news event dealing with transparency on the property tax bills in Green Bay, and you were the tiebreaker on this issue, and we're going to talk more about this in our homeroom section coming up in just a bit. But from your standpoint, what was the issue? What is it that's bringing greater transparency when it comes to the cost of the voucher school program in Wisconsin to your city's property taxpayers?
Yeah, so I mean, this has been something that our school board has been asking of the city for some time. It failed when it was brought forward by our previous council. It was brought forward again in our latest council session by our alder Alyssa Prophet, who had been in conversation with the school district about this issue. And from our perspective, it really is just about transparency, right? There's about $9 million associated with the school district's levy. That is the result of the voucher program here within the Green Bay School District. And, the district was really interested in just making that information known to people when they receive their property tax bill. The city of Green Bay is the entity that controls how that information goes out in tandem with the county and with the Department of Revenue, making sure everything is formatted appropriately. But we just felt it was a good way to be transparent about how people's tax dollars are spent.
And it seems like the kind of thing that could have been done a long time ago by the legislature. And as a former legislator, I know that you saw some of those efforts to increase transparency statewide.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't recall exactly how long those efforts have been ongoing. But to your point, it's something that some legislators have been talking about for some time. I checked in with Senator Hansen, one of your former colleagues, who's obviously still in our area here, and it, something that he had been working on with colleagues down in Madison. And so hopefully we've created a little bit of a playbook for other municipalities who are interested in providing that information to their residents.
We would hope so. And again, we thank Mayor Eric Enrich of Green Bay for talking to us a bit about that, and more coming up on this subject in just a little bit. But first, a little sports at 7:17. Christian Yelich had a grand slam last night in San Francisco, the fifth of his career and his fifth home run on the season. It was his first grand slam in more than 3 years. But that and a Jake Bowers two-run homer led to an 8-run sixth inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat San Francisco 11-3 over the Giants last night. Jose Quintana remains unbeaten after allowing one run and six hits in six innings of work. Game 3 will be tonight in San Francisco. The pregame coverage will begin at 8:10 on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward across the Civic Media Radio Network. The Milwaukee Bucks are already in dire straits in the playoffs, down 0-2. Once again at the hands of the Indiana Pacers, who beat the Bucks last night 123-115. The Bucks lost despite the return of Damian Lillard after about a month-long health scare, and he is still trying to get back into playing condition. The Bucks have now, over the past couple of seasons, have lost 5 of their last 6 playoff games to the Indiana Pacers. Game 3 will be Friday in Milwaukee. If you're outside of the Milwaukee area, it's NBA TV that you're going to have to go to find that game and see if the Bucks can stave off facing elimination already at this point in the season. Fingers crossed, to put it that way. Want to remind you as well that you can get our daily newsletter. Sign up over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, where we talk about Independent Bookstore Day coming up this weekend and the importance of independent bookstores around Wisconsin. Coming up, we will visit with State Assembly Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and Denise Gomer-Hutchinson about adding that transparency to the property tax bills in Green Bay when it comes to showing the true cost of all those private voucher school dollars being siphoned away from public education. We will also take note of that other big event in Green Bay, that NFL draft that's coming up tomorrow night. And then at 8:30, we will have Melissa Baldoff in here with our weekly climate check and more political headlines from around Wisconsin. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Paul Hipp, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April the 23rd, 2025. We are now live from our studios, WXCO Studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is the start of our new era with Civic Media. Civic Media going with the new morning show with Pat Kreitlow, mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9 a.m. and then from 9 to 11 a.m. it is Matinere on Air with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. But I am Chad Holmes. While we do not have the Chad Holmes Show from 8 till 10 a.m. anymore, we will be with you here between 7 and 9 a.m. each morning at 7:22, at 7:52, at 8:22, and at 8:52. Bringing you area news, sports, interviews, information, and more. So, again, twice in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:22 and 7:52, and then twice again in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:22 and 8:52 a.m. Coming up in the next segment at 7:52 a.m., we will be joined by Nancy Stensel, who is the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. And coming up later today, in fact, around the noon hour at 12 noon, there will be a visit to Congressman Tom Tiffany's office in Wausau. Tom Tiffany has a Wausau office at 2620 Stewart Avenue, which is the U.S. Bank building. This has occurred before, where folks want to talk to the congressman, want to get a chance to bat around the issues with Congressman Tom Tiffany. And basically, the congressman has not agreed to any of these kind of meetings. In fact, today, Tom Tiffany, again, was requested to join these folks to talk about some of the interesting issues that have occurred over the past 3 months in Washington, D.C. And Congressman Tiffany, again, has said no. So there will be Where's Tom Tiffany Take Two at 12 noon today in front of the congressman's Wausau office. And we will talk to Nancy Stensel about this coming up at 7:52 this morning. At 8:22 this morning, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot to talk about our Wausau area forecast as we get to the midway point of the week for you folks heading to Green Bay for the NFL draft. We'll find out what to expect weather-wise. That'll be coming up as well. And then at the end of the show, we're going to continue our tradition where we have our number for the day. And at the very end, at about 8:57 or so, we will be giving Ian Welsh our number for the day quiz. And still here with me across the way behind the glass is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And again, it's going to be a work in progress here. We're going to see what works, what doesn't within our segments here this morning. But the main focus is to look at things going on here in central Wisconsin. Absolutely. And that's why we have Nancy on. She had sent me a note about this event yesterday. I said, hey, perfect. Get you on right away. It's a little bit earlier than she normally would join us back. She still will join us every other Thursday here on the program, but wanted to talk about this coming up. So we will do that. And then, of course, we will still have our number for the day quiz. In fact, I'm going to try to get you two since yesterday we ran out of time because we had a guest on that just continued a little bit longer than I expected because it was important stuff. So we will do that at the end of the program. So I also wanted to let folks know that today there's been a schedule change with our high school sports broadcast. Normally on a Wednesday, we don't have any broadcast. But yesterday, the Wausau West baseball team had their game in Merrill postponed due to field conditions. And then tomorrow, Wausau West and Merrill were scheduled to play in Wausau, but the weather forecast is looking a little iffy. So what they decided to do is to take Tuesday's game and then take Thursday's game and make them a doubleheader on Wednesday, right in the middle. So Wausau West will be heading to Merrill for a Wisconsin Valley Conference doubleheader later on today. Hopefully the weather will hold up. We'll find out from Brittany what to expect. But we will be on the air from Merrill and Athletic Park in Merrill at 3:50 for the pregame. 4 p.m. is the first pitch of game number one, followed by game number two. So a little bit of bonus high school sports activities coming up later on this afternoon and evening right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
There you go.
By the way, I know that while we have a couple moments before we send it back to Pat Kreitlow, before we come back at 7:52 with Nancy Stensel, I know you're still continuing your process when it comes to the theater. And the progress for Anastasia, which will be opening in just over a month.
We're on our second week of rehearsals, and we're starting to pick up the pace a little bit and get a little more work into it. It's a slow process, but it's really coming along quite nicely. It really is.
And that's one thing as well we will continue to do here is that during the course of the last couple of years on my program, we would bring in folks involved in some of our area theatrical productions, whether independent theater, whether high school theater, and be able to continue to talk to these folks who are providing great entertainment. And it's also just great opportunities for folks here in central Wisconsin. So as we continue, we will continue to bring in those folks. And as we get closer to your show, I'm sure we'll be able to bring in people as well to talk about those. So, again, we're starting up new here today. Again, in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, you can make sure that you tune in. And tune in all the time with Pat, of course, from 6 till 9 a.m. But we will be here at 7:22, 7:52. 8:22, 8:22, and 8:52 with local-based information here from our 98.9 WXCO studios in downtown Wausau. Again, the temperature stands at 40 degrees under partly cloudy skies. We'll be back in about 22 minutes or so with Nancy Stensel and Pat Kreitlow. More to come after an information update, which is straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. The legislature's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Republican committee co-chairs Senator Eric Wimberger and Representative Robert Wittke say the hearing will be held Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released this month found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. In a statement, Wimberger and Wittke say agencies pushing DEI initiatives need to be held accountable. The audit showed that the UW system spent $12.5 million related to salaries and compensation for roles with DEI functions. The reports come amid a push by President Donald Trump to end federal government support for DEI programs.
And after the closure of the regional Head Start office in Chicago, which serves Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin is looking for answers. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close.
And there are nearly 300 Head Start centers in the state, serving about 15,000 children. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the rate of babies being born with congenital syphilis is increasing in the state, while the overall number of sexually transmitted infections decreases. DHS officials say they're sharing the data to encourage more testing and prevention efforts to keep residents healthy. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise
about the future? And what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that?
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, look at us. Halfway through the first edition of a three-hour show here, morning 6 to 9 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow on the program, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, along with Joseph Pecky, Chad Holmes, a discussion about RFK Jr.'s rants about autism. But coming up later today, the new Matt and Air on Air start time.
Yeah.
9 to 11 following this fine program, and you have some fine guests coming up.
Today at 10:30, we have Rick Reed, who is a professor of economics, to really just talk to us about the economy and answer some basic questions and talk about also the bond market and how it affects the U.S. American stock market and our economy itself. At 11 o'clock, we have Sean Fetteplace from the Main Street Alliance to talk about how everything happening right now is really having an effect on small business, or as politicians like to call it, the backbone of America.
Do you know that has absolutely nothing in common with the list that I had for guests today? And so now I'm wondering what the heck I was looking at.
I have no idea what you were looking at.
I was looking at Jim Santel, Lee Snodgrass, and Paul Noonan.
You're looking at tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow on Matt and Air on Air, Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review. Representative Lee Snodgrass on her election interference bill. Paul Noonan of the Acme Packing Company, all about the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh.
What a recovery. Boy, I tell you, that was so smooth.
That's improv, baby. Yes,
that's
and.
Right.
Yes, and.
All that and more. Go to civicmedia.us for more about the stations and shows. We were talking about Green Bay, so we are going to welcome in State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and Denise Comer-Hutchison from the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Denise, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you for being here. And Ahmad, you're back here on the phone as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
That's right. So good to have you both here to be talking in our homeroom segment today about what's happening in Green Bay. And we heard from Mayor Eric Genrich off the top of this hour about the need for greater transparency when it comes to the voucher, a.k.a. school choice program in Wisconsin, and its impact on the property tax bills. Denise, let's start with you for folks that might have missed it early in the hour. What was it that the Green Bay City Council and the mayor decided to do, and why was that important?
Well, it's critical. And it's critical because, for example, I've chaired from the community perspective the last six referendums in the Green Bay Area Public School District. And that goes from the late 1990s, 2000, all the way through this last one that they did in November. And when you go to doors and you're talking to taxpayers, they say to you, well, why am I having to spend more when on my tax bill it says I'm giving this much money to public schools? And then you have to explain, well, it's not really all going to public schools. And you're also getting a tax credit back that nobody's talking about. And it really kept saying to us that we need more transparency. And so the school board did a great thing. They wrote a resolution asking the city to please help them with making a more transparent tax bill so that we could effectively speak to taxpayers about where their money is going.
So how exactly will that be structured then? I mean, will people really see that much of a breakdown as to, you know, how the dollars are moving?
Well, thanks to Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, or I should say Representative Rivera-Wagner, he was able to go to the Department of Revenue and get a letter explaining what they would be willing to accept on the tax bill. And you know from your time as a legislator that we have tried a number of times to put a bill through, legislation through, that would impact it and change it statewide, and we've been unsuccessful. So now we're going city council, county board, to city council and county board.
Hey, if that's what has to get done, that's what has to get done. Alicia writes up on YouTube here, oh goodness, she writes, hearing Ahmad being referred to as representative is awesome. Ahmad, you have a lot of folks in your corner. Glad that you are in the position to tell us more about your own involvement with this and the benefit of the city council and the mayor making this decision for the taxpayers.
Well, I'm just so grateful that Denise, you know, the old adage is true, all politics is local. I know that too often, too many bills, really thoughtful bills, go to the legislature in Wisconsin to die. And so this started about a year ago where we really wanted to figure out, regardless of what position I ended up in, how can we ensure that everyday people can see the real impact of voucher schools on their tax bill, which is part of the issue for every referenda that we go into. And so Denise got this resolution passed by our school board, and we got to work. And some of the issues were simple and slightly complex. On your tax bill, there's a lot of regulation, legal regulation, about what you can and cannot put on there. So we had to do a lot of thinking and a lot of work to figure out that we could put the total cost of voucher schools in the cities for every tax bill and put it in bold to be explicit that this amount of money completely comes right off the top of your bill every year just to voucher schools before we even get to start spending money on teachers, on special education, on any of the things that schools need to do to make it go forward. And there was opposition, but what we found over and over again is that regular everyday people love transparency. We've watched different folks from conservatives, Republicans, nitpick everything from the postage stamps to absentee ballots to furniture at the local level. And there were too many, a small amount of folks that were opposed to tax transparency for voucher schools. So it was really exciting to see the community come out in support of this. Everyday regular people really support this. People were actually celebrating. And then we heard, as we went through this process, we can't believe it's that much money. We didn't know. And so knowing, as the old adage goes, is half the battle.
Exactly. With the cost of voucher schools now north of $700 million, it won't be long until it's a billion-dollar program if it continues to grow the way that it does. And Denise, there just does seem something ironic or nefarious that a group of conservatives in the legislature who do want to nitpick in the name of transparency every dime of government spending has been working so hard for years to hide or shield the true cost of the voucher school system to taxpayers. And it just seems to me it gives you this opportunity now that although it's going to last longer, you started in Green Bay, but like you said, you can now go from town to town, county to county, and let more people know about how much it's costing them to fund two parallel school systems in the state.
It's huge. And what's really cool is there are communities in Wisconsin that have been putting inserts in their tax bills. And we knew that we couldn't do that in Green Bay because it was the press and seal, you know, where you have the little edging around and there wasn't any place for an insert. And we knew that wasn't going to work. And when we did our research, we found out that they aren't looking at those inserts. They're looking at their tax bill. They want the factual information on their tax bill. They want to be able to see it, access it, and understand it.
We are talking to Denise Gomer Hutchison from the Wisconsin Public Education Network and State Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner from the Green Bay area. And Ahmad, the assembly recently in a committee was talking about a bill sponsored by Republicans that would ban local governments. They were talking specifically about Milwaukee from making certain aid payments to pregnant women. And these state legislators wanted to micromanage what cities could do in terms of, you know, how they spent money in their budget. It raises the concern, should we be expecting a bill anytime now from some Republicans that would prevent cities like Green Bay from having this kind of transparency on property tax bills?
Well,
fantastic question. So it's not just on folks experiencing health concerns. We're seeing a suite of bills from the Assembly on trying to eliminate local control from everything from gardens all the way up to the flag that can be flown, to the type of income programs that can be run. But there is a frustration, what it seems like, by my colleagues in the Assembly with municipalities having the ability to create innovative or thoughtful programming on these issues. But what is really exciting is that residents really like transparency. They like local control. And I never thought in my lifetime that this notion of local control and transparency, which often used to be a conservative mantra, somehow has flipped in this modern era where too many of us folks are saying, especially Democrats right now, we should have pro-transparency. We should be making sure that people understand the way that their government works, and we shouldn't be hiding behind the walls of bureaucracy. And so it's an exciting time to have regular people want to be on board with that. It's somewhat frustrating to watch the kind of new politics try to block the ability of local trolls and tax transparency. And just to like really put a fine-tuned comb on this, it really seems to be a struggle for folks in the Assembly to want to allow Milwaukee, the Green Bays, to be able to thrive. That the issue is we'd rather punish one or two cities than allow any city to be able to have the ability to be innovative or thoughtful or more transparent. And we really have to change those politics. You know this. In Wisconsin, especially in Green Bay, we take care of each other. We support each other. And that means by giving people the most information they need to make the decisions that are best for them and their families. And we can't hide behind bureaucracy. We have to be pro-transparency and excited that this effort is already getting attention across cities.
We were talking in the last hour about you could do an entire segment of beginning with I'm old enough to remember. And of course, at the time we were talking about Alta Vista and CompuServe and Ask Jeeves. I'm old enough to remember when Republicans were the party of local control, saying now it's they're the party of controlling the locals. And thankfully, some folks are rising above it, including Denise Comer Hutchison from the Wisconsin Public Education Network and Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. Obviously, big doings with the NFL draft coming to the Green Bay area. Ahmad, thank you so much for chatting with us earlier about that. Denise, thank you for all that you do. It was a pleasure to talk to you both today.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care now. Have a great day. Appreciate it very much. 7:47 now, and let's take a look at sports here very briefly to tell you that the Milwaukee Brewers had game two of their series in San Francisco. Christian Yelich had a grand slam, the fifth of his career, his fifth home run on the season. Jake Bowers had a two-run home run. The Brewers scored eight runs in the sixth inning, and Jose Quintana, now 3-0 as a starting pitcher for the Brewers, allowing only one run and six hits in six innings of work. It was an 11-3 victory over the Giants on Tuesday night. Game three is tonight at 8:10. You can catch the game on several Civic Media stations. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. The news is not as bright for the Milwaukee Bucks. They are already in dire straits. Already looking at the potential for elimination in the first round of the playoffs again after losing game two to the Indiana Pacers 123-115 to go down 0-2 in the series. The Bucks lost despite the return of Damian Lillard. He'd been off for a month-long health scare. He's clearly not back at 100% yet. The team is far from 100%, and they're going to have to get off the schneid here pretty quickly. Game three is Friday. It's in Milwaukee, and it's on NBA TV. Got a question on the text line here from Randy in Madison asking, has the name of the Up North News morning show changed? What will it be for the name of the podcast? What we are now, and it's still an Up North News joint along with Civic Media Radio Network, but it's now Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. That's me. And I'll have Todd Alba here next.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
And welcome back to our WXCO studios in Wausau. Again, we have our local segments at 22 and 52 after the hour in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. But there's not a lot of time, so we're going to jump right in and talk to Nancy Stensel. She is the Democratic Party chair here in Marathon County. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted you in because I received a note from you yesterday talking about another little visit to Congressman Tom Tiffany's office.
Take two.
It's right in Wausau on Stewart Avenue. It was like a month ago. Really nice turnout.
Very nice turnout. And we're hoping for that today, too.
First of all, why? Why are you doing this?
Because he's ignoring his constituents. That's the reason. It's he is in town. He has time tonight to go to an event with the chamber at 4:30, an invitation-only elitist event. And why can't he talk to his constituents? He doesn't want us to know what's going on. Just come outside and talk to us. Nobody's going to hurt you, for God's sakes. And he refuses to. He refuses to be held accountable.
We've talked about this before that part of the job is to talk to the constituents, not just to
everybody.
And frankly, this is the attitude that I see every day in Washington with the press corps, because Trump wants to only hear questions from the far right media sources. He doesn't want to hear the tough questions. The press secretary doesn't. And it's the same thing here.
They don't want to answer questions. And I think most questions people have, I mean, you know, if you don't understand something, you've been taught to ask. And he does not want to give answers to things because the things he is doing are not benefiting you and I.
And frankly, these are questions that shouldn't be just asked by progressives. They should be asked by
everybody. Absolutely everybody. And there are a couple of groups in town tomorrow that are holding a town hall, a 50 town hall. It is at a venue. The public is totally welcome to be there. It's Citizen Action, and 350.org is putting this on. They've done a stellar job of this. They have invited the congressman to come and talk. And again, nobody's going to hurt you. It's, you know, people just want answers to questions, and you're refusing to answer them.
What if you had a chance to ask Congressman Tiffany a question, what would be the first question you'd ask?
My first question would be asking him why he wants to mine the entire north section of the state. It's a boom and bust, and we're not going to make any money on this.
Real fast. Isn't that interesting? That is, again, an issue that there are so many things going on.
There's a ton of moving parts to that.
But it's almost like, again, the mining thing, I think a lot of folks sometimes forget about it. You know?
They do.
Because there's so much.
He wants you to forget about it.
And they're always waiting to jump when people may not be paying attention, right?
Right.
We talked about this for years, actually.
If the corporations are going to make money on this, you and I are not going to make any money on this at all, and our environment is going to be ruined.
What are you seeing right now? Because, I mean, we've talked in the last number of months since Trump 2.0 began, but it does feel like, again, folks are starting
to pay attention, and they're coming out in droves on this, like, hey, wait a minute here. People are actually waking up, and never, never, never think it's too late. Stand up for it. Say something. Speak out to it. Talk to your neighbors. I think that's the most important thing you can do, because if you're talking to your neighbor, they're going to listen to you. So
something that I've kind of sensed with folks when I'm talking to them is that, and I've actually felt this myself in the aftermath of November and then January 20th, was this weight. I mean, it did take, I think, a little time to almost digest what was going on. But there does seem to be, I think, even I would say maybe it's not a great word, but there's an optimism that things can now change because there is a pushback.
I totally agree with that. I think that people were shell-shocked to begin with, and then there's, well, you know, maybe it won't be that bad.
I know.
And then it's like, this is taken away, and that's taken away. And now we're putting people on planes and taking them to El Salvador, to a prison. And people are saying, wait a minute. Even the people that did vote for him, this is not what I voted for. This is not what I wanted. This is not America as we see it.
And frankly, this is one reason why it's very important that folks like Tom Tiffany do speak to the people. Because I think a lot of Republicans right now in the Congress are forgetting that they truly are a co-equal branch of government, and they're not showing it right now.
No, they're not at all.
And if you don't press people like Tiffany, they're not going to do anything.
Exactly. And we're going to keep pressing, and you're going to start answering questions.
Let's give you the details here before we continue.
It is noon today at 2620, the U.S. Bank Building on Stewart Avenue is where Tiffany's WASA office is located. And, you know, please come, bring a sign, be respectful, stay out of the driveway pieces, you know, obey all traffic laws, stay on the sidewalk. But, you know, we are there to tell him that this is not going to continue.
And the thing about it, it'll be much warmer today than it was the last time around.
Yeah, there's no snow on the ground.
No. And the thing about, you said it, I mean, the last time I popped over there, and I think I'm going to pop over there again this afternoon, it was really interesting talking to the folks that just came out. And it's not a case of people that are coming out to say, I hate you, Tom Tiffany.
They really simply want answers. And this is all of his constituents. This is actually being put on by Northern Lights Indivisible, which is the Rhinelander people. There's Indivisible Eagle River that's going to be there. Marathon County's North Central Indivisible Group. These are the people that are putting this on, and they want answers. They are nonpartisan people. They're not picking a side of Democratic or Republican. They want answers.
And that's it. That's how the system works, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, if you don't ask, you're not going to get an answer.
Yes.
If you ask, you may not get an answer. But if you keep asking, eventually you're going to get an answer,
yes,
right?
And tomorrow night, he has been invited to this town hall put on by 350.org and Citizen Action. And it is held at the Infused Building, which is, I'm going to say 180 East Wassa Avenue. And the public is welcome to come and attend this.
So, folks, get out there. Get over to... Hey, you can just see where Congressman Tiffany hangs out once in a while.
Yes. Go over there. Get your questions answered.
Right. And meet a lot of people that are engaged. And it's important to be engaged again.
Right.
I think
some
it's so
people
vital.
Think, I don't know what to do.
This is one way to start.
And,
talk to other folks. Get ideas and, and the likes. So 12 noon today on Stewart Avenue here in downtown in Wausau at Tom Tiffany's Wausau office.
Yep.
Hey, Nancy, I know that next Thursday we'll
see
be back with
Thursday.
You. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
We got a timeout, then we'll get back to Pat Kreitel. We'll be back at 8:22 and 8:52 here from Wausau on WXCO.
CBS News Brief. The faithful are paying final respects to Pope Francis. St. Peter's Basilica has opened to the public after the pontiff's casket was transferred from his residence this morning. John McKay planned his trip from the UK before the Pope died Sunday.
We were meant to have an audience with him today, and we will do, but not in the way that we expected.
Pope died Monday. Markets are poised for a big open amid new optimism. The U.S. and China might be able to reach a trade deal. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
I think that the sentiment that they're trying to convey is that deals are coming. And, of course, we saw the markets react very positively.
Dow futures up 690. Secretary Kennedy says the health department's moving to phase out all petroleum-based food dyes. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Bright colors, attraction versus safe.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you want to see the